it's almost like an architectural tour of Darwin. There's all these buildings that lots of us pass every day, the Right Price supermarket that's covered in graffiti in Nightcliff, and Christchurch Cathedral, and even the kind of decrepit, fading crocodile that's on the road at the Humpty Doo. What drew you to some of these buildings?
For most of them, it was how I had experienced them, or because it was a building I was very familiar with. I had, say, you know, lived across the road from, or had a particular experience within. There's a sense of familiarity there, but I also branched out and just studied buildings that I was interested in just for the sake of it.
What were some of the buildings that you were interested in?
The Don Hotel I found to be a really rich source of anecdotes and information. The one that's currently the Kavanagh now, which was built in the 70s originally as the Don Hotel Casino. I grew up, you know, drinking in there when I was quite young. So, you know, I've got, yeah, my own stories there. But the previous Don Hotels, which occupy the site that the ABC's on now, they were incredible. You know, I think it was built in the 20s or 30s, and it survived World War II. It was bombed. There used to be outbreaks of cholera in, you know, sourced from the hotel, made people very sick. You know, the 60s Don Hotel was interesting reading about its history in regard to when Indigenous people were first allowed rights as citizens, which include the right to drink in public houses. And, yeah, some of the stories relating to that were fascinating.
The other paintings that I really like in this collection are some of the ones of the churches, the Christchurch Cathedral up at the top of Smith Street, and also St Mary's Cathedral. What do those places mean to you?
They're important to me. They're really important places. For example, St Mary's. I'm friends with people whose families helped design and build it, and they've got their roots in the community very deep.
St Mary's was a place that you used to go and take refuge as a kid, wasn't it?
I suppose so, yeah. I used to live in the Housing Commission flats next door, which are still there, surprisingly, and they were really rough, and it was a rough time in my life. And St Mary's was just always a quiet, peaceful place. I could just sit and pretend I was Catholic for a few minutes, light a candle. Yeah, I enjoyed it, and I'm really, really glad that building is there, you know. It, while I'm not religious, I do really appreciate the function that these buildings serve in our community in providing refuge to waifs like myself.
The paintings are really vivid. They kind of stand off the wall. Can you describe the sort of style you take to your art?
I've drawn a picture of a building onto a board and then cut it out with a jigsaw. So essentially I'm trying to make a 3D object out of a 2D picture that is of a 3D object. So, you know, in a convoluted way, I'm, you know, trying to bring that sort of sense of depth and form back into the building.
And then what I really love about it is then every one of these buildings is accompanied by a little piece of commentary, which is either some history or opinion or your own personal experience. Tell me about what the water tower at Moyle means to you.
I got into a fight under the water tower once in my teens, which I totally won, thank you very much. There was a BMX track under there. I don't know if there still is. I didn't actually check. And it's the same with the water tower at Palmerston, which I've depicted. Crazy, dramatic things happen under there every day. People shop under there. People have most minor and major life events, you know, within the proximity of these buildings, which we, I suppose, take for granted. They're so huge that we just don't see them anymore.
As an artist who's interested in architecture, how do you look at the town of Darwin today?
I do still love the place. It is very different from what it was 20 years ago. I suppose I'm in it for the long haul. I think the huge amount of apartment blocks going up are a little unsightly, but I also understand that they're necessary in a thriving town such as Darwin. You really can't stop progress, and I wouldn't wish to. I really wouldn't. I do wish there was a little more consciousness in the design and you know, environmental factors too. You know, these places probably use a bit more energy than we used to back in the day.
How does Darwin today compare to the Darwin that you were a young kid in?
It's considerably more genteel in some ways. I remember, yeah, just it was okay to walk through the shops with no shoes and shirt on, and That's changed now. I went to the shops with no shoes on a little while ago and people stared at me and I found that incredibly confronting. I was like, what? Yeah, like, you know, even 10 years ago that was kind of all right, you know, it was on its way out. But, yeah, you know, little changes like that.